Many northeastern parks and backyards are being invaded by a much-hated and nearly unstoppable pest, Japanese knotweed. It was imported to America in the 1800s as an ornamental plant, but it long ago jumped the garden wall. There's one way to get rid of it without harsh herbicides. Eat it. That's what writer and forager Marie Filyoun does. In fact, she says it's versatile and delicious. Marie is here to talk about knotweed for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Marie.
Thank you very much for having me, Amy.
Now, how did you ever find out knotweed was delicious? It's the same question I would say to the first person who ate the oyster.
I have a friend who forages in Manhattan, Ellen Zachos, and she told me about knotweed in Central Park and happened to mention that she was looking for shoots one early spring and that she'd totally missed them. So I went trotting off into the park and happened to hit the mother lode and made her very jealous, took all this knotweed home and discovered a really great vegetable.
What's it look like?
It looks very similar to asparagus spears. Its botanical name is Polygonum cuspidatum, polygonum meaning jointed. So there are joints within the stem, and cuspidatum means pointed. So it has that asparagus point.
You wrote an article about knotweed for Edible Manhattan, and it looked small, but does it grow larger if left to fend for itself? Or was I seeing a photograph of juvenile knotweed?
Extremely juvenile, probably toddler age knotweed. When it's really small, up to about 8 inches, it's at its most tender and most delicious, but it becomes mammoth. It can grow to about 5 or 6 feet. It grows inches in a day.
Wow. You mentioned in that article that Monsanto created an herbicide just for knotweed. Why is it so hard to kill, and how can picking it and eating it help kill it?
In England, it became a huge problem, I believe, especially for the railways. It's strong enough to push up asphalt. It's strong enough to push up concrete as a shoot. Anecdotal evidence shows that if you keep picking off those very young shoots often enough year after year, the rhizome mass under the ground just gives up. It has no more carbon reserves, and that's the end of the knotweed.
Now, you're not supposed to be foraging or taking things out of Central Park or any other New York City park. So what's your justification for foraging knotweed?
Well, my vigilante justification is that this is a thug.
Doing the Parks Department a favor by clipping it back?
Absolutely.
We spoke with the New York City Parks Department. Caterly Bounds is the Deputy Director of Forest Restoration. She told us that knotweed eradication for the Parks Department depends on how extensive the knotweed problem is. She said in the Bronx River Forest and Shoelace Park, the knotweed problem takes up 60% of the park, and there they do use herbicide. They also dig up knotweed, she said, but smaller patches of knotweed, they'll just dig up. But you say digging up is not the way to go.
When you dig it up, you in fact chop the plant into little pieces, and if you leave even a stem behind, that stem's going to root and make new knotweed. So in fact, pulling up knotweed is arguably worse than any other method of controlling it.
Now, if I'm foraging for this, though, I need to be concerned about whether it has been sprayed with herbicide. Are there any signs that you look for to see if a patch has been treated?
My entirely unscientific way of assessing the risk factor is to see whether there are stems from the previous year's knotweed. It's a very distinctive stem. It's very tall, it's hollow, it's dry. So if there are 5-foot stems from the previous year, I've decided unscientifically that no herbicide has been applied and I forage away.
So the whole reason you go through all this trouble is the taste. You brought in some knotweed soup, really delicious, a very astringent taste to it.
I equate it easily, the flavor, with sorrel. It has that very tart, lemony flavor. A lot of people say it's similar to rhubarb, and certainly it's a stem, so that is similar, and it has that astringent flavor again. And it's as flexible, I would say, in application as rhubarb, which is eaten as a sweet or as a savory.
Marie Filyoun is a writer, photographer, and urban gardener living in Brooklyn. Thanks for coming in today, Marie.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
To learn more and to get Marie's recipe for knotweed soup, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check that out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.